For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. The state of Missouri and city of Columbia are both under an active stay-at-home order, but adherence to this order can prove difficult for those who don't have homes to stay in. The Columbia City Council discussed the best ways to help homeless populations during the ongoing pandemic at its regular meeting last night. The Columbia Missourian reports Councilman Ian Thomas proposed a motion for the council to organize campgrounds for unsheltered individuals at designated public parks during this period of emergency, but the motion ultimately failed. The health department is working to set up an isolation and quarantine facility, potentially in a hotel. The facility would be available for people who may not be able to quarantine in their own homes should they become exposed to the virus. This includes unsheltered people. While this won't necessarily protect the entire homeless population, it would hopefully slow the spread of infection. The general consensus among the council seemed to be that this issue warranted further discussion. Mayor Brian Treese said he wanted a well-thought-out plan that would include public safety measures. Councilman Clyde Ruffin added that the encampment should be staffed with trained individuals. Columbia Public Schools notified parents yesterday morning of a new learning plan that includes new forms of communication and designates days of the week for certain subjects. District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark said the district wanted to create a longer-term, more sustainable plan to accommodate students as COVID-19 develops. She also said feedback from families struggling to keep up with online instruction partially influenced the plan. Amanda Atkins owns a child care center, and she has three children attending CPS. She says the curriculum before the new learning plan put a heavy burden on parents.
Within just a few days, we did find out that, hey, this is way too much. You know, even somebody like me who is an educator, it's a lot managing three children's Zoom meetings and figuring out what packet work is due.
The new learning plan will try to simplify life for parents. It will designate days of the week to subject areas for high school and middle school students. For example, Mondays are assigned to math, fine arts, and English teachers to give feedback and communicate with students. Mass communications from elementary teachers will also follow a schedule, and Zoom sessions will no longer be required. The plan also eliminates grading for elementary students, and for high school and middle school students, letter grades will not be assigned for the spring semester. Teachers will have yesterday and today to adjust work available online and review students' academic status. The new plan begins Wednesday. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.